This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Senator Tim Scott has called for Democrat Representative Delia Ramirez, who says she's a proud Guatemalan before she's an American, to resign. Her exact words were, quote, "I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American." Note, she doesn't say she's a proud American. Folks, if you know something about Democrat policies, they are all geared to do one thing, destroy America, destroy some facet of America, some part of America. They all end the same. That's not a coincidence. That's not a wow. They're just really misguided. And that's becoming more and more obvious. So when you're a person who says, "I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American," her mom was an illegal immigrant and gave birth to her here, so she's an anchor baby. These people are here to destroy the country. Now, by that, I don't mean all people who are here, who are born, who are immigrant born, but who are immigrant-born or imported Democrats. They hate this country, and they are here to destroy it. And she couldn't wait to run down to Mexico, because that's where she said this in Spanish, figuring nobody would know what she said. It was a lot of conservatives who vote, a lot of conservatives who speak, I should say, Spanish. They think that nobody does, but they do. They know what you're saying. They can hear you. So anyway, yeah, good for Senator Tim Scott, who's making the rounds promoting his book, by the way. I was thrilled to see him stick his head up. I mean, he's almost always AWOL, and I was wondering where he is. And I was, oh, he's doing all these interviews. Book deal. Okay, cool. It'd be nice if he was out there advocating for us this way the rest of the time, but, you know, hey, we'll take it for a week or two. Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line. Good morning, Tara. It looks like they're going to return all of the Confederate statues they tore down, trying to destroy our history. So that's good news. Oh, yes. Yeah, so much great stuff that's being reversed. Do you see what Trump's doing? This is hilarious. Denied visas for men coming to the United States to compete against women. So you're not getting a visa to come here. You know what that's going to do? That's going to force the Olympic Committee's hands. Well, wait a minute. You mean men from around the world can't come here to beat up women in the boxing ring? Well, no, not legally. Watch what Trump is doing otherwise in California. He just took over the Olympic Committee. He is launching his own Olympic Committee. He says he's taking control of the 2028 Olympics. Now, normally, you would have the governor of that state, that'd be Gavin Newsom, chair that committee, or at least be on it. Trump won't let him anywhere near it. Trump is going to chair the committee himself. And he is threatening to, because it's in LA, he is threatening to deploy the National Guard and even the military if necessary to keep the peace. Why? Because this is a great protest opportunity. I mean, Democrats to show up, get violent, harass people, hurt people, throw things, trying to make a point. He knows how they do. Chinese will pay the bill for the whole thing. And then he says, no, we will have peace. You are not embarrassing this country. And at the same time, you're watching the other hand work the lever of saying, well, you know, you can qualify to come here for the Olympics to beat up a woman, but you're not getting in the country. Fabulous. You know what that means? Women are going to be free to compete against women in the Olympics on American soil. You know how insane that's going to drive the left? Ah, it's beautiful. So just some of the stuff going on and things we're seeing reversed. Texter writes, if she was a proud Guatemalan, she would be there and not here. So she is a big mouth liar. You know what's disgusting about her saying that? She was born here. She'd been here her whole life. Proud Guatemalan. I'd love to know how many times she's been to Guatemala. She just knows she's a liberal and she hates America. That's all she knows. That's how she was raised. That's why her mother was brought here, to raise her exactly that way, to hate America and vote Democrat. But that's about to end. It's getting ready to end with everything we've laid out in the last hour. Texter writes, basically the illegals that don't self-deport, no, they will never be allowed to come back, and I hope they all leave. Illegal aliens made Americans poor and fat. Sorry, lazy contractors are as guilty and should go to prison. Yeah, I want to see more bosses go to prison. And you know what is making the difference here? We opened the hour talking about whole blocks in LA. The businesses are shut down because they were run entirely on illegal immigrant labor. You know what's super exciting about this? The reason that happens, remember Joe Biden in the beginning of his administration point blank said he was not doing immigration enforcement at businesses. So that was a green light. Hey, you better go hire illegals. Even if you didn't want to, you would have to because your competition was. Texter writes, tariffs are only leveling the economic playing field with the world economy. It makes companies in America competitive with companies that use practically slave labor to boost their profits. Even companies in America started using illegal aliens instead of actual Americans for profit. What has happened to patriotism in America? You said, well, you know what? That is a great text on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Yes, that's what happened. It's just a snowball of illegality. We wrote a tax system going all the way back to NAFTA, as Stephen Miller likes to explain, that incentivized folks to move their companies to foreign countries and then send products back in. Then we had to compete with slave labor. The only way to do that was to get rid of Americans and bring in illegal immigrants. And so it's a whole system that has to heal, and there's so many parts of it. And it's bad. Texter writes, good morning. You mentioned Tim Scott, but where are any Republican representatives supporting Trump? It's like the Democrats always are a group together, but we never see Republicans cheering on Trump. Well, they do when they're running for office. They pretend he's their best friend. Never mind that Trump asked them to please deputize state agents as federal agents back in February. And they were nowhere to be found. Something going on in every Republican state with every Republican governor except two, Indiana's now and Ron DeSantis. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, forgive me. I got to hit this in every hour I do because I'm show prep for the rest of the nation. I just go first on this coast. Nobody is getting this Apple announcement, right? Nobody's understanding how big this is. To tell the story correctly, you have to go back to 2017 and what Donald Trump did in 2017 and understand this Apple announcement is as much about making sure there is no war with China over Taiwan as it is about bringing manufacturing back to the United States of America. A lot of folks on our side, including business reporting, are saying, Tim Cook said he's going to, you know, do stuff before, but he didn't do it. When did he say that, though? Well, he and Trump made their first joint announcement back during the first Trump administration. What were they planning? Well, to understand what happened, you've got to rewind back and focus on Taiwan. There's roughly four countries we get our chips from, and also our semiconductor chips. One of them is China, one South Korea. Some come from Germany, not much, and some from Japan. The high-tech ones made with our trade secrets, the most critical, 60% come out of Taiwan. Our trade secrets are in those factories. And that enrages Trump. And so back in 2017, he did something unorthodox that enraged all these war hawks who they just want to go to war with China. They don't care so that we can make money and their contractor donors can make money. They don't care about the details. Trump didn't want to go to war. Especially didn't want to go to war over Taiwan. Trump said to Taiwan, you know what? You stole our semiconductor chip business. You stole our chip business overall. We used to make chips here. And he said, why should I defend you? I'm not defending you. If China attacks you, I'm not defending you. And he let him stew for a few weeks. And he said, well, you know, I might defend you, but you're going to have to move the mainstay of your production here. And it's going to have to start with a factory. So Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company moved to Arizona. This is first Trump term. It was announced. It gets done. Even the New York Times admits that's a major coup for Trump. Headline, May 14, 2020. That's how long it took him to get here. TSMC is set to build a U.S. chip facility, a win for Trump. Why is that a win? The reason China wants Taiwan is not because it'd be really cool to take an island vacation. It's because the key manufacturing for chips is done there. So China would control 80% of the chips if it could take Taiwan. The whole world market, especially the ones with the tech China hasn't managed to steal yet. Inside the factories are kill switches for just that scenario. So if China knows if it invades Taiwan and takes it, the kill switches that we have demanded the installation of to protect our tech would be operated. It'll destroy those factories. It would set us back years, giving them what? Upper hand in the market, right? So destroyed factories are still a win for China. A mega win for China is they do the invasion fast before the kill switches can be operated and they get it all. They've got our tech and they've got the world's manufacturing capacity. See how this works? That's the only reason we go to war over Taiwan is we don't care about some island. It's because of that. So Trump knew strategically. And again, this is our military tech. This is our semiconductors. This is our servers. This is our satellites. It's all of it. It's just damn dumb that it's not in America. Trump knew that. So when Tim Cook, Apple, and Trump first made their announcement back in 2018, it was contingent on this TSMC factory. And Trump said to Taiwan, look, Taiwan, we don't care. You can take your profits home. We don't care. Build your factory here, employ Americans. It's a lot easier to defend that factory and all that tech in Arizona than it is in Taiwan, where we're going to have to bleed and die for no particular reason because we're just stupid. Taiwan said, uncle, you got us. We'll move. It just opened. The factory just opened. So it's been open a couple months. So when you see Tim Cook making the first $500 billion announcement, that was what, in February? He adds another $100 billion to it yesterday. Why did he do that? So what Trump has just done here is said to China, by the day, your reasons for invading Taiwan, pointless. Because it's a major risk for them to invade Taiwan. They'd probably win, but the cost would be incredible to them. Okay, what happens next? They make the announcement yesterday, but it goes way beyond what anybody thought, including me, thought was possible. Tim Cook announces he's going to make 19 billion of these chips here by the end of the year. And he announces a joint deal. Remember the Pentagon deal? They just pumped $400 million into the company PM, their rare earth minerals, to assure the Pentagon would have the supply. Yeah, well, we found out yesterday Apple pumped $500 million into the same company, PM. Why? To control the rare earth minerals. Now, Apple is saying, we are going to buy all our rare earths in America. Whew. Hold on, I got a minute left. We're going to buy all our rare earths in America. And we're going to be the number one customer of TSMC, of the Arizona plant. We've already cut the deal. They're expanding, in fact, right now. And Apple says, we're going to put our entire supply chain in America. Why? They couldn't do it before. And what interrupted a lot of that was Chairman Ho, our first Chinese president, shutting down rare earth minerals mining. I mean, for 20 years, can't be reopened. We need it. We need legislation to fix that, but I don't know if we can get past stupid Republicans because they're just so stupid. But that's where we are right now. So this Apple announcement yesterday, total game changer, because the supply chain that Apple is building is a supply chain that could be used by all of our tech. It helps to prevent a war with China. Now watch what China's doing. All of a sudden, there's viruses all over the place. Yeah, we'll get into that in a sec. All of a sudden, there's viruses all over. Oh no, we got a new virus. Yeah, new virus always comes out whenever China's in economic trouble. What did China just threaten to do? Cut us off from rare earth minerals. What, in retaliation from this? What do we see earlier in this year? Apple was manufacturing in China where they were at risk of having all this tech stolen. And we thought they'd move the supply chain to India because no way you could do it here. And the whole time in the background, they're partnering with the Pentagon, everybody else. They're moving the supply chain here. They have all the pieces now for the first time. What are you watching Trump do in the last 6 months? He opens the first rare earth minerals mine in 70 years. We used to dominate rare earths. 70 years. 14 years ago, they applied for that permit. And the Democrats had it locked down. Trump declares an energy emergency. And under that opens the mine. What is on the campus of the mine? The first coal plant to open in 30 years. We're back in business, America. And so that announcement yesterday is a total game changer. Here's Tim Cook.
First, with today's announcements, I'm proud to say that Apple is leading the creation of an end-to-end silicon supply chain right here in America, from design to equipment to wafer production to fabrication to packaging.
No one saw that coming.
In Texas, we're working with manufacturers like Texas Instruments, Global Wafers America, and Applied Materials. We're working with Amkor in Arizona and Broadcom and Global Foundries in New York. Thanks to President Trump's vision, and with his help in his first term, we also led the way to bring TSMC to Arizona by committing to be their first and largest customer. Today, they're producing tens of millions of chips for Apple.
So when your friends say, they didn't do it before, they couldn't. Chairman Ho was in their way. They have all, Joe Biden, they have all the things that they need now that we don't have a Chinese-owned and controlled president anymore. I thought this would take years, but he's getting it done. I don't know when the guy sleeps, but this is amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.